The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, mailes, birchas, ahavas, oilum.
Shalom, we are continuing with Ma'ariv. And as we said, the two brachas before Kriyat Shema and Ma'ariv are similar to the two brachas of Kriyat Shema by Shacharis. The first bracha is referring to Hashem's creation of and sustaining the physical world in such a wonderful, beautiful fashion that is pleasant for us and fits our needs, our physical needs. And the second bracha is called the bracha of Ahava, both in Shacharis and in Ma'ariv, which is a special Ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael more than the rest of the world, which is above the physical world. It's the Ahava that Hashem gave us, the Torah HaKadosh. That is the highest level of expression of Ahava that Hashem has given us. That's what we mentioned in the past. The Rambam says, and the Sifri says, that the primary way of getting to Ahava to Hashem is through learning the Torah, paying attention to the Torah, to see the wisdom of the Torah, the great mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are displayed by the Torah, in recognition that this was given only to us, only to Klal Yisrael, because we're special, a special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are a few differences between what we say in Shacharis and we say in Ma'ariv. The minig in minig Ashkenaz is in the morning we say Ava Rabba, and at night we say Avas Oilam. This is based on two opinions in the Gemara, which one to say. And the Goyim made this compromise that in the morning we go like the opinion that says to say Ava Rabba, and at night we say like an opinion that says Ahavas Oilam. What's the difference between the two terms? Ava Rabba means an intense love, a tremendous, unlimited love. And if you notice, in Ava Rabba, we're specifically mentioning Kabbalah Satoya. Hashem chose Klal Yisrael because our forefathers had Bitochen Hashem. He mentioned that Bitochen in Hashem that the previous generations have, and the fact that there was Zeicha to the Ava of Hashem through the Matan Torah, which was that amazing display of personal, intimate relation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every member of Klal Yisrael got a personal message from Hashem. He heard the voice, Gav Yochel, coming out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going straight into his neshama. He got a clarity of what life is all about. And Sach HaKol, all of us together, we were Mekabel the Torah. That changed Klal Yisrael. That lifted us to a completely new status in the world. That we are now the nation, and basically is a nation that is guiding the world. The rest of the Bria, the rest of the world, are there to survive and for us to use them or to look at them or to appreciate them or whatever it may be, to be part of the biosphere for the Kiyama Oilam to keep the world going. But we are the nation that was chosen, that our acts, if we do them right, the mechazik the entire world. Like we say, when we say one bracha, brings bracha down into this world. And chas v'shalom, the other way around, causes the opposite. So in the morning when we're starting out the day, we're mentioning the Haskalah also, the beginning of that special Ahava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Matan Torah, and therefore we stress the Ahava Rabba of Matan Torah, the Maimed HaSinai. By night, we don't mention the Maimed HaSinai. And we use the term Ahavas Oilam. Ahavas Oilam represents another facet of Ahava. Facet number one in the morning is tremendous, intense Ahava. That conversation, intimate conversation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ahava Zoyla means it's an eternal Ahava, something that lasts forever. Like we said at the end of the bracha, Al Tosu Mimenu Lo'ilu Mim, should never leave, ever. And this is another Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was already Mavtiach Moshe Rabbeinu, you will never be Machlef Oysonu Be'um Acheres. You will never exchange Klal Yisrael with another nation. Klal Yisrael will remain throughout history. If we do Averis, we'll get punished. We'll have to go through Goas. We lost the Beis HaMikdash. No shortage of tzaras we went through, but we remain the Am Hashem because we are the ones that receive the Torah. This is the thing that the Umas Olam, the other nations of the world, have a hard time with. How can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Klal Yisrael? And if he did pick Klal Yisrael, how can it be that he's still with them? That's what the early Christians tried to convince people, that Klal Yisrael went into Golus and Hashem has forsaken them. They have been exchanged. But it's all shtiyot. Everybody sees that even though we are in Golus, it's a special Hashkocha that Klal Yisrael has, that no other nation in the world has. The fact that we're such a minority of the world, we continue to exist. The fact that after thousands of years, we're able to come back to Eretz HaKadosh, Eretz Yisrael, reviving the language. There's no such a thing, an ancient language being revived, because this is the special nature, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, and it remains with us. So at night, which is the end of the day, and it's dark outside, and it's a time that we don't see the sun shining, we don't see the beautiful shining faces. In some ways, it's a certain element of a depressing time. Things are dark, and there's room for that feelings of despair, of yush. We remind ourselves, Avas Oilam, Basis Tualam Chohofta. The love that started with Maimon Har Sinai didn't stop, and it will never stop. It is always with us. And this is the deepest level of Ava. Because Ava, the Dugma, for example, by Chosen and Kala, by the Chuppah, Chosen and Kala, that not in the state of Ava, by the Chuppah, they'll get divorced within a few days. But everybody has tremendous level of Ava in the beginning, on the onset. Everybody's excited. The question is, how does it go throughout life? Many people, they start off with tremendous level of Ava, and then it dissipates in the course of time as life goes on, because the Ava is not so true and so pure. Ava Tluya B'Dover, with certain expectations, and they don't get the expectations, and it falls apart. Hashem said, there's an unconditional Ava. You made the right decision. You've gone with me. You received the Torah. Now you're with me no matter what. No matter how you behave, no matter how much you kavayocha let me down, I won't be let down, because I still have my faith in you. And it will be even yechidim, even some individuals in Klal Yisrael that will behave the way Hashem wants. It doesn't make a difference. There will always be those individuals in Klal Yisrael. And for that, Hashem sustains us as his nation. So that's what we're saying. It's night. Things are getting dark. But the Ava remains and is retained. And we say that we spell it out here. And Shachas, we didn't spell out, because we're just talking about that dazzling Ava. Now we're saying the practical result of this Ava that sustains Klal Yisrael throughout history is the fact that we receive the Torah, Mitzvah, Chukim, Mishpotim, this Perushim.
Kol Halashon.
The Torah is Torah Shebichsav. It's Chazal that Mitzvah means Torah Shebal Peh, the different levels of the Torah that we have, the written Torah, the oral Torah that was given over, that explains it. Chukim, Mishpotim, Chukim are the things that we do not know, we don't understand them. Mishpatim, the things we do understand. There's another pshat of chukim. The chukim are the different laws and ways of darshaning the Torah, the yugim olmidas. All these different facets of Torah that guide every chelik of our lives are the things that sustain the Ava. The way a person comes to Ava is by doing the acts and taking them seriously, the acts that Hashem likes. There's so many people that say, I love Hashem, I love Hashem, but they're not behaving the way Hashem wants. That's not love. Love is, I care so much about the other person that I'm constantly focusing on how to do things that make them happy. And that's what we're saying. We recognize what is the true Ava between us and Hashem. And these are the things that Hashem gave to us to be the kli to sustain the Ava, to be acts of Ava. When I do a mitzvah and I'm a doctor in the mitzvah to make sure I want to do that ratzon Hashem, because I know Hashem loves me doing the mitzvah properly. I'm going to put an extra effort in, whether it's my tefillah, into my learning, to keep my mitzvahs, working on my midas, all these things. I put a little bit extra effort into it. It's not just to build myself up. It's mitzvah avos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know this is something so important to him. And whether it be chukim that I don't understand or shvatim that I do understand, I recognize that these are the things that you taught me to do my part in sustaining the Ava. And therefore, Akein Hashem Elikeinu, Shoveinu V'kumeinu Nosiyah V'chukecha V'nismach V'diri Se'usech Mitzvetzecha L'Oilom V'ed. Just like you are with us, L'Oilom, we will be with you, L'Oilom. We are basically making a statement of We recognize your love to us, and we want to reciprocate with our love to you. And we're spelling it out. This is what it's all about. Ava. We know Ava is to do your rutz and to do your will. And we know that you revealed it to us with it. Torah Mitzvah Mishpatim. Number two, Ava is something which is constant. It's not today I love you, the next day I hate you. Love-hate relations are generally because the love is based on Tluya B'dava. I want to get something out of you. When I get what I want out of you, I'm happy. And when I don't, then I'm let down and I turn away. That's not Ava, that's a fake. B'shochveinu v'kumeinu, when we get up and we go to sleep, we're constantly focused on the state of Ava between us and you. And how we do it? Nosiach mechukecho. We will talk about your mitzvahs, the Torah that you have taught us. It will be something that's always on our mouth. We will never forget about it. And more than that, we'll be happy, we'll be excited. It's important when we say this every day to think, am I really relating to this in such a fashion or not? If what I'm doing, the Torah and mitzvah I'm doing because it's a choy, if it's a mitzvah, I must do it, or I have to do it because I want to get Olam Haba. It's not the same. What we're saying every day is that Nisma v'divir, we stop for a second, just think. Even if it was a very hard day, I was learning this Gemara, I felt I wasn't getting anywhere. I tried to have Kavanah in Shemoneh Esrei, I just couldn't have Kavanah. Say that it didn't go the way I wanted, but at least I'm excited and happy that I'm doing my part of the relationship. I'm so excited that Baruch Hashem, I have this Torah and Mitzvah that Hashem gave specifically to me. And basically, in this statement, we are stating our recognition of what the Jewish person's life is all about. We're recipients of Hashem's unconditional eternal love, and we ourselves recognize that, and we're using the kelim, the tools that Hashem gave us, to do our part to sustain this love. We realize the involvement of Torah and mitzvahs is our life. The Jewish nation is a nation that lives in the Malam and Avteva. We know everything about us is beyond the laws of nature. The fact we're able to live here in Eretz Yisrael, beyond the laws of nature, we don't have to be mafar and say all the specific things. We know we're surrounded inside and outside with so many oivim, physical, spiritual, and even so, we keep on growing. The Klal Yisrael seemed to be finished, decimated by the Shoah not so many years ago. And Baruch Hashem, we bounced back, and we're constantly bouncing back. Because the chiyus comes from the Limud HaTorah. As long as we had our leaders that guided us to remain neman to the Torah HaKadosh and the mitzvahs, that gives us chiyus. We don't survive on just food and drink alone. We're not like the rest of the wildlife. We have the Torah. That gives us that supernatural chiyus. That gives us our chimenu of the nega yom v'loila. And therefore, yom v'loila. Now it's night. Night people go to sleep. I'm not going to go to sleep without learning a little bit at least. The mitzvahs, Talmud Torah is because they eat in the Torah both in the day and the night. For some people, the Iker is at night, but even if it's not the Iker at night, but I'm going to make sure if it's Ava, Ava means constant. And it doesn't mean that it was Yetzer Zayin. I paid my dues in the morning. Love, you don't pay dues by love. Love, you do with Simcha. That's what we're saying. And we end up with a Bakosh, a request from Hashem. That's a request. Main hapsicha, similar to the way we start off, we recognize you have eternal love for us, but it's not something we should take for granted. And therefore, we bow to you, Hashem. Please keep that love, keep it even more intense throughout history. No matter what we do, whether we deserve it or we don't, we desire that it should remain. Baruch Atah Hashem, Oyev Amo Yisrael. We recognize we're Amo Yisrael, Hashem's special nation, Hashem's special nation that received a special Torah. And he kept us as his nation. He will never change us because his Ava is unconditional, eternal. And we do our part as much as we can to keep our part of this Ava, to involve ourselves in his Torah and mitzvahs, besimcha. And with this, we're ready to start. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When I realize that special relationship between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that special Ava between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that keeps me alive. The Torah that you gave us. Then I can say, Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu. Even though the rest of the world doesn't recognize it, we recognize Hashem is our God, Hashem Echad. Hashem is the only God, and we mispal that the whole world should soon recognize He's the only God. And that's the Yichud, that's Gavos and Malchus Shemayim, that we say also in day and night, to put us in the right position for the we're going to sleep. And like we say, this is a beautiful way Chazal set up our day. We start off our day being mechazek, our keshe between us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll go to Mincha, and now by Maariv, towards the end of the day, once again, even though we're going through darkness, going through night, but we recognize that under all circumstances, whether it's shining outside or dark outside, the Ahava is there. And that recalibrates the way we look at life. It's not just a statement we say now. We come out of Maariv with different people because we have the clarity of how fortunate we are, how much we have to be simcha, being Hashem's Amu Yisrael. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.